Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight, so we're hoping that you will definitely be in and on time with us. My co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, will be joining us around 15 minutes after the hour, so we certainly look forward to her when she does come into the program. So we're certainly looking forward to that. I want to invite all of you all to take a moment and go to my website, drjessewalker.com, and you will definitely find some things that are on the show that would be of benefit to you. So you can just simply go to drjessewalker.com, D-R, no period, D-R-J-E-S-S-E, drjessewalker.com. Simply go there and check out the show, and we invite you to, if you want to order products, I do life coaching. I have a book. It's called After the Passion. It's called After the Passion, Now What? And so I'm going to invite you to also check that out. If you have a topic for a show or a show topic that you would like us to do, simply give me a call at 954, that's the area code, 954-367-6766. Once again, 954-367-6766. I'll be more than happy to listen to your conversation and see what I can do to possibly help you with your particular situation. So there you have it. I want to just reiterate, take a few minutes, maybe about 5 to 6 minutes, and talk about some of the past shows that we've had. We've had a show in terms of last week we did, do people really change or do we simply get used to their behavior? That was part one, what we did last week. Tonight we are going to do part two of that very show. So we're going to encourage you all to tune in to that. We're going to do part two. We will read the same story that we had. It's actually back by popular demand because so many people wanted, in fact, to hear that show. So we decided to do a part two with it. As many of you all may recall, we were on that show on last week. And it was very interesting. We actually ran out of time. We didn't have much time to even review some of the comments. So I promise those that have sent notes to me that we would try our best to get to the comments tonight and to as many people as possible so they can tune in to the broadcast. You're listening live once again to Dr. Jesse Walker Show, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you want to listen by way of internet, you simply call in or you dial drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com. If you, in fact, want to listen over the air, you will simply go to 347, dial 347-857-1769. We're going to read the story momentarily, and, of course, Ms. Blake, as you know, is my co-host. She's coming out of Atlanta. She's going to be joining us in the next 10 to 12 minutes. So one of the things that I do want to reach out to you all on, and that is we're going to have someone speak about their what this show has done for them and has maybe impacted them as they listen to the show and various topics. So we're going to go to that call right now and just speak to them. Just a moment, we're having some technical difficulties, but we will be able to bring them in a moment. All right, now we're up and running. All right, this is Rose. She's a regular that comes on the show from time to time. Rose, just give us a synopsis of what this show, before we go into tonight's broadcast, which is part two of Do People Really Change or do we simply get used to their behavior? And before we go into the story tonight, just give us, in your view, some of the things that this show has done for you.
Hi, Dr. Walker. I'm so happy to get this opportunity to talk about this show because, you know, I try to listen every week, and, of course, most week I try to tune in and call in and make sure I give my two cents because I can actually say the topics that you bring on this show are realistic. And lots of times I've had friends who told me that it seemed like you are actually talking about them, you know, because they're going through a lot of the things that you are mentioning on your show, and that's the beauty of your show is because it reaches so many people, touches people's lives because the topics are so real. You find that most people, or if not every couple that listens to your show, can find something that can help to change their relationship, whether it's a marriage or just dating, or whether it's a coworker issue. And so I think this touched a lot of people. It certainly touched my life because sometimes as I listen, and even when I call in and give my views, hearing other people's views helped me also to see where I might be falling short, you know, and kind of helped me to at least look into myself and see what I can do person. So I just wanted to tell you thanks, Dr. Walker, for the work that you're doing, you know, in helping people out there to kind of look at their relationship and try to fix it.
Rose, we really do appreciate your taking time, and we're so happy to know that this program is doing something for you, as it has done for so many other people out there that have contacted us with similar reports just as you presented this evening. And we do thank you for that. And we're so happy that you continue to be a regular listener. As a matter of fact, we find that my producers are always indicating that you call in early enough to ensure that you are on the air with us. And we want to thank you for that. So keep on listening. And keep inviting your friends to the show. And we're just so happy that we're doing these things for you. Now, some of our upcoming shows that we will be featured will include information on topics such as how do you know when it's time to get out of a relationship? In other words, how do you know if it's time to give that person the gift of goodbye? That was a show that we did in two weeks ago, giving the gift of goodbye. Because you have a number of individuals that, for some reason or other, they get to a point where they feel that, you know what, I'm in this humdrum relationship, and I've been in this relationship for a long period of time, and oftentimes people don't realize it. But sometimes people stay in situations because they grew up where their parents, they're unaware, but their parents may have been in a situation where those parents were in that relationship for so long, and it was an unhealthy relationship. And they figure because the parents are sometimes telling them, particularly the moms, oh, well, you need to stay in, you need to pray about it, you need to try to make this thing work. That may not always be the case. And I know I give some hard views on this show, and I'm accused of not giving people second chances when people deserve second chances. But that's how we come to realize certain things. For example, we talked last week about if you're going through the same problems in your relationship, whether it's a marriage or dating someone, and you're having the same issues 3 years into that relationship, you know, you're likely to have those same issues 30 years with that person. Because people, I mean, this is just me, And I can certainly be wrong, but just as everyone give their opinion tonight, and those of you all that may be listening that are new for the first time, you're going to find that we have varying points of view. And sometimes people will say, well, you know, well, Dr. Walker, that's your view, and that is true. And that just as it's my view, it becomes other people's views on what they present over the air. And not to say that anybody's right or wrong, because it's basically giving an opinion. But, you know, I challenge you to take stock. I really do. I challenge you to take stock and find out what it is that is really going on in your relationship. Relationships should be of such, and we've had shows on this, where it enhances your experience. You know, when you're in a relationship, this is simply my humble opinion, it should be a situation where you're helping each other to grow. You're helping each other to mature in positive ways. It shouldn't be something that's pulling you down. And let me tell you something. It's not something where people are criticizing you or tearing you down for who you are, who you want to be. It should be something that's uplifting. That's what it should be. And if that person is tearing you down, that's a form of mental abuse. And if they're not doing anything to encourage you, to enrich your life, then you may want to reevaluate that relationship. So you're listening live to Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We will take your comments. If you can get on the air early enough and you get in, you can also send in your comments to drjessewalker.com or online at drjessewalker.com. Any of those will do. And as I said, my co-host will be joining us probably in the next 8 minutes or so. So we will certainly look forward to that. She will be joining us, and we will recognize her when she does come in. She's coming in out of Atlanta. That's Miss Audrey Blake. She's the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement, Falling in Love with Me. And it's been a pleasure to have Miss Blake on the air for more than a year. I want to get right to tonight's story. We did this one on last week, but we're going to go ahead and do it again for my listening audience. Tonight's characters are Martha and Nathan. It's very important that you get the details of the story because that's what we're going to start the show out tonight, speaking to the issue of. Martha and Nathan, they have now been married for the past 17 years. They're both in their early 40s. They have 3 children who are now all teenagers, and within the next 5 years, all of their 3 children will be adults. Now, throughout Nathan and Martha's 17-year marriage, they have encountered a great number of problems, particularly when it comes to Nathan's mentally abusive ways towards Martha and their 3 children. Now, these, of course, are his biological children. As a result of some of Nathan's tendencies, the children appear to be nervous wrecks at times, which reflect in their own behaviors and their interactions in school as evident of their bad grades. Now, that's worth repeating. As a result of some of Nathan's tendencies, in other words, Nathan is one who's quite, he's mentally abusive, not only towards his wife Martha, but also towards those 3 children. And as a result of this, the children appear to be nervous wrecks at times, which reflect in their own behaviors and their interactions in school as evident of their bad grades. Martha has left Nathan at least, get this now, she's left him at least 6 times, along with the 3 children. She's always taken the kids with her because of his abusive ways, only to return back to Nathan. Now, she has, in doing so, she's concluded that this is simply the way he is, and she's just simply gotten used to it. And has made the decision to stay with him in spite of it. After all, this is her rationale for doing it. She feels that Nathan is a good provider, although she has fallen out of love with him because of his abusive ways. She's fallen out of love with him. But he's a good provider. He takes care of most things, you know, along with her. But now is that a matter of convenience, at least while the children are still at home. And there's tonight's story, and we will speak to tonight's story, and there you have it. Now here, let me go over the particulars again. You got Martha and Nathan. been married for the past 17 years. They got 3 children. In 5 years, all of the children will be out of the house and considered to be adults. Now, throughout their 17-year marriage, now here you're talking about a marriage of 17 years. They, you know, this woman is with the man who I'm sure he hasn't been mentally abusive all those years, but a number of those years he has been. And she's left this man 6 times. Who in their right mind goes back to someone after 6 times of just splitting up, back and forth, back and forth? And now, you know, what's sad about this is she's concluded that this is simply the way he is. And that's our topic for tonight. Do people really change, or do we simply get used to their behavior? And this is part 2 of tonight's broadcast. Well, I know that many of you all that hear me out there, you tend to think, well, Dr. Walker sounds really cold when he says things. But I can tell you, if you take stock of some of the things that I'm saying and then reflect on your own life, just reflect on your own life, and you tell me whether I'm just saying stuff out there. I think people can change, and I often believe that it takes a traumatic or dramatic experience for people to really to change. Now, in the case where Martha left Nathan, after she left him the first couple of times, you know, and then go back, if that was not a traumatic enough experience for Nathan, and she found that she returned back to the same old ways, if that was not enough traumatic experience for Nathan, then he retreated back to what he was doing, then something, in my opinion, is wrong with not only Nathan, but with Martha. For her to subject her children to that, that's something that I just can't understand. All right, we're going to take a phone call, our first phone call for the evening, and then we're going to move right on. And I want to give a few more thoughts, some of my thoughts on that. We're going to go to 917-826. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have?
Hi, Dr. Walker.
Hi. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Hi, you have Angela.
Angela, thank you for joining us. Angela, tell me, in your opinion, do people, just simply put, do people really change, or do we simply get used to their behavior?
I think we get used to their behavior. We try to give them chances after chances.
You sound like you base this on some experience, Angela.
Yep.
Okay, what kind of experience you've had for our listeners that may just be joining us tonight? Do you have personal experience, or do you know of someone that's encountered such situations?
Dr. Walker, you know, from the last show, I wanted to say that not all people are in an abusive relationship.
Right.
They go through these things also. So with my husband and I, we've been married for 22 years, we seem to go through those same things too, where, you know, I have asked him things or requested things of him, and I felt like he didn't take them serious. And every time we got into an argument, it was always brought up in the argument that he wasn't fulfilling the things that I asked of him, whether it was dealing with our kids in school, changing certain things in our relationship.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. In all fairness to him, would he have a counter-argument to what you just presented?
Well, he's sitting right here. We're both on the show together. We decided that we would call in on one phone tonight.
Okay.
So he's sitting here. We can answer that himself.
All right. And just before you transition over to him with the phone, I want to ask this question. You will say you've been married for 23 years, and if I'm thinking correctly, how far back would you say that some of these incidents where you've asked of him to do certain things and he didn't do it, how long have you been encountering something like that? And then we'll ask him, out of all fairness, the same question.
I'm going to say almost 20 years, if not a little more. I don't want to exaggerate, but I'm going to say 20 years. But I've given him chances to correct the things that I talked about, so that's why time has went by.
Okay, all right. All right, see, and that's my very point. Angela, we're going to go to him in just a moment, but that's the very point that I'm trying to make. When I send it out there and tell people that if you're going through the same situation in 3 years of your dating experience or your marriage, there is a good chance that you're going to go through the same thing for 30 years. And now you're taking me, you're taking us back as far as 20 years ago that you were going through these same things, and now the same thing is going on for now, and you're into 23 years of your marriage. So what, I'm just going to ask you this, what makes you think that if it's been going on for 20 years of your 23-year marriage, what makes you think it's going to change in the next 7 years? Are you still hoping and praying?
Yes, I am. I will say
all
that,
right.
I believe in God, and I've prayed on it. And I think that each of us in our own time do make changes, and it's not as fast as we want it to happen. But what I will say is that it's a hardship, too, knowing that this person constantly is making the same mistake and they don't really see their mistake.
That's frightening. Because, I mean, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at how someone can do the same thing for 20 years and not see it. You know, then I have to question like Martha. Let me ask you this question. Martha, having left Nathan 6 times, only to go back, and she's fallen out of love with him, she's only there for the convenience of the children, her and the children. Let me ask you this, and I don't want you to, you know, you can tell me I can pass if you, you know, say pass if you want to. But, you know, would you say you still love your husband?
Yes, I will say I still love him. I will say I'm in love with him. And there's a lot of times that I've threatened to walk out, and there's a lot of times he suggested that he should leave. But we're still together.
Okay. Do you think that you could survive without him if you were to leave after 23 years of marriage? Or would it be to the point that, and see, nobody has a glass, crystal ball. So you can't predict what will happen. You just can't. So what we're hoping is that, you know what, I think I can do without this person, but I probably spent more than half of my life with him. Are you in your 30s, your 40s? You don't have to give us your exact age, but.
Well, what I will say is yes, because I'm a strong person, and I believe in myself. I know I can survive without him. Will life be easy for me? No, I don't think it will be, because I would be faced with some challenges, which are still some challenges I'm facing today being with them.
Okay. All right. Okay. I understand that. I do understand that. Okay. Well, what makes you stay then? What makes you stay?
I guess I'm hoping and praying that he changes. I love him enough to give him time, which I have given him nothing but time.
All right, we're going to put him on momentarily. Let me bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Hi, Dr. Walker. How are you today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure when you come in, whether you come in at 7 or 7:15. I thank you for that.
Thanks for bearing with me. I was on the road today. Very interesting topic we have tonight.
Yes, this is part two. Do people really change, or do we simply get used to their behavior? Just give us a synopsis, Ms. Blake, if you would. Do people really change, or do we really get used to their behavior? You know my thoughts on it, and I'll express it again. Go ahead.
And I do believe people can change. I do also like to thank our special guest tonight for being so open, because there are a lot of people out there like Mr. and Mrs. Dupree who are won't admit what they're going through, and I think this dialogue is very helpful to a lot of listeners. So I do applaud you for being so forthright.
All right.
I didn't answer your question.
You. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
People can change, but again, it has to be from within. So, you know, that's the bottom line. They have got to want to change. You can't make anybody change. And if someone is changing just for you, you really have to examine that, because is that a true change?
Right. Now, in our story tonight, Ms. Blake, and I want to present this idea. Martha left Nathan 6 times with the 3 children. And, of course, the children are scarred because they're nervous wrecks at times, which reflects on their behaviors in school and their bad grades. But let me just ask you, she's in the relationship. She's not in love with him anymore. And Angie has expressed that she still loves her husband, and she is, in fact, in love with him. But she's still hoping and praying. She's hopeful that a change will come. And I don't denounce that, but I'm telling you, if you're going through this for 3 years, there's a good chance you're going to go through it for 30 years. So now, Angie, I'm not trying to discourage you all, because I believe in marriage. I believe in people, the right parties being together. And I believe that God is the God orchestrates marriage, but I don't think every marriage is of God. I just don't. I think that people want to believe that every marriage is of God, but I just don't believe that every marriage is of God. And if you're tell me, I don't go to Angie on this. Angie, where is God in your marriage? Where is God in your marriage? You know, because you're still hoping and praying.
I guess God give us the choice to make everything we do. He give us that choice to do it ourselves. We have to learn from what.
Okay, so then you said earlier that you're still hoping and you're still praying. What are you hoping for, and what are you praying for, that he will make a change? And do you think that God imposes his will on anyone? No, he does not.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part, Dr. Walker.
The question was, and I really presented the question and I answered it, you know, in my own humble opinion. Do you think that God imposes his will on anyone? And then I answered by saying, no, God does not impose his will on anyone.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. No, I don't think God imposes his will on us, because I've been a guest at other shows, too, where I've talked about God, and I think he gives us the ability to do what we need to do. Some of us are stronger to get through it or go through it, and some of us are weak, where we can't get through it. But God gives us the ability to do it. If he did it, then we would see miracles all over the place.
Okay, well, you know, miracles aren't so bad. I could use some miracles myself in my life. We're going to ask you to stand by, Angie. Ms. Blake, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go back to Rose for a second. Rose, give us your take. Do you think, and we're going to have a show on this one, but just for a moment, we're going to stay with this one here. You think God imposes his will on anybody that's unhappy in a relationship?
Oh, no, I really don't think God imposes his will on us. As Angie said, you know, he gives us free choice. But what I would love to say is that I commend Angie and her husband, because they're both on the show. Angie says she still loves her husband and she's still in love with him. So that's a good sign. Now, the fact that they're both on the show, I want to believe that they both would like this to work out. Therefore, as Angie says, she's still praying and hoping. I want to believe that can work, because they both want it to work. Now, if they're both praying for the same thing, that is their will. That's what they really want. So therefore, God is not really imposing his will. He is helping them, because they're asking him for a change in both their life, in their marriage, so that it can work. So I really believe that as long as they stay on the same page there, and I understand that it's been many years and it has not changed, but hey, God is going to come through in time. And if they both want it to work and they're both willing to make the change and they're both praying for the same thing, plus getting some help in it with some counseling, I don't see why it wouldn't work.
You, Rose, I can appreciate your comments. I just, I'm not laughing at you, Rose. I can appreciate your comments. You know, I don't even know what to say on that. I mean, I have it deep embedded in me. I just don't know how to bring it out at this point. But it's not like people are living like they did in the Bible days, 300, 400, 500, 700, 900 years. So, I mean, you're praying for this now. I mean, the Bible tells you it's 70 and 10, and then there's bonuses after that. And so at what point are you supposed to be happy in life? I mean, Angie, this is 23 years. Miss Blake, let me bring you in here. I mean, you know I got to keep it real. I take the gloves off on this show. And, you know, it's not a denouncing what God can do. He can do anything he chooses to do. And Rose is saying that he's helping them by keeping it alive. And I'm saying, okay, but she's still unhappy with certain things. How long does she have to endure that unhappiness? Ms. Blake, let's go to you on that.
Well, Dr. Walker, it's easy to comment on it, first of all, when we're not in it. I'm going to start off by saying that. I'd just like to put that out there as a counselor and a life coach. But, you know, happiness, to me, is a personal choice. And we all have to remind ourselves of that. And, you know, another person, we cannot be dependent on another individual to bring us happiness. You know, we have got to make a choice within ourselves. And I also agree with Rose that as long as a couple is willing to try to work together on their challenges, I think there is hope. You know, what I found is when there is one party who doesn't want to change and the other party is praying for change, that's when you kind of are more in a less positive situation. Now, that's just my humble opinion.
And you know what? I like that with what you and Rose are saying, I must say, because, you know, as long as you all are willing, Angie, I would say that as long as you all are willing to, if you're hanging in there, chances are if you all split up, then you probably find it more difficult because you're unwinding what you were so accustomed to that was probably your comfort zone with each other. You know, and those expectations that may have brought about some failures or disappointments, if you were by yourself, you might say, well, my gosh, you know, there's more about him or there's more about her that I miss, and the things that I thought were so important are now not as important. So that could be where the peace of mind comes in. Now, Angie, I need to ask you this. Have you all ever had a trial separation period?
Earlier in the beginning of our marriage, like the first 6 months, we had. But my husband and I also have seek counseling. First, we went through counseling with our kids, and then it ended up, no, we started marriage counseling first, and then we introduced the kids and got them involved also. And I want to say that in certain periods of our life, we worked hard to try to keep this marriage going. And it's something I want. It's something he wants. It's not like we don't want to be together. We just need to make changes. And we've learned to communicate better and compromise. And I'm not excusing some of the things that he's doing that makes me uncomfortable and make me feel like he's not changing, but he has a tip to work at them. It's a slow process for me, but we cannot make people go at the pace we want them to go. So I wanted to put that out there. And that's why I've been patient and waiting.
Okay. All right. Ms. Blake, you want to comment on that?
Well, and again, you know, again, Ms. Dupree, I continue to applaud you. So these are not necessarily related directly to your situation. But, you know, I think it was Joyce Myers that once said, you know, when we start asking for someone to change, we really need to ask or seek how we may need to change. You know, that's just something I've learned personally, because I, too, was one of those people who said, you know, he just needs to do this, this, and that. But now that I have been single for quite some time now, in hindsight, there were a lot of things I could have done as well. So that's just something to think about.
Well, see, that's the part that I'm saying. Sometimes we think the, you know, the book, of course, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Sometimes we're thinking that, wow, this is insurmountable, what I'm dealing with right now. And that's why I asked you about the trial separation period. But you said you did in the initial stage of your marriage. Well, that was 20-plus years ago. But if, you know, you all, a lot has changed over these 20-plus years, and you all have bonded perhaps more. You've had some disappointments, some disagreements, but there's also been that companionship that was consistent over these 20 years. So when you take that apart, and you don't know it yet because you don't have a crystal ball, but when you do take that apart, you know, because it's not like a death has occurred, but it will feel somewhat like a death, but it's almost, in my opinion, worse than a death, because a death, you can try to get used to that. You may think about the person, but you know on earth they're not coming back. So, but with that person being separated from you, someone that you love and you're in love with, and you know that they're still alive, and you start, other emotions start to come into play that, oh, wow, he's with somebody else now. He used to be my man, or she's with someone else now. She used to be my woman. And these emotions start playing tricks on us, and because it's not final. The death is the final on earth. And so, but by that other person being alive, you know, you're now visiting places that the two of you all once went. So if it's small enough, and I like what, and I agree with Rose and what Ms. Blake is saying, that if you all want to be together, then you continue to work at it, and then you can set some rules that you both try to abide by. I'm sure it's not just him. And then, you know, there's plenty of places out there that you can get help from. You can call my office. You can call Ms. Blake. There's plenty of places. Now we're going to ask you, Angie, if you'll switch over to him. Let me give him a chance to give his thoughts, his comments.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Nice to have you on the air. Give us your name so we can start out with you.
My name is Tyrone Dupree.
Okay. All right. Now give us your take. Your wife has clearly said she's in love with you and that she loves you. And I take it that, don't let me put words in your mouth, are you still in love with your wife?
I'm very much in love with my wife. First off, let me give my side of it, because it's always two sides to a story, actually three.
Right, yes.
But
yes,
my side of the story is that I have been a very hard-working individual throughout this whole marriage, our whole marriage. My time away from home is what's missing. I don't run the streets. I work long hours. My wife has always held down the house, the kids, anything that happened to do with them. Now, I understand what she's asking of me. Put in a situation where I had to go to my job and tell them I can't work these long hours anymore because I'm going to end up losing my family. Now, when she said this has been going on for 20 years, no, I don't. It hasn't been 20 years. Maybe a good 10 years at the current job that I'm working at, with the hours that I'm working, because the job before this, I worked a different shift. So I was home to deal with our children at that time. Now, she's sitting over here shaking her head, but I'll give her back the phone when it's time. Like I said before, I'm in love with my wife. I love my wife, and whatever it takes to make this work, it's going to work out of love of anything. If we walk away it wouldn't be because we don't love one another. And we don't care for one another. And I know my wife and I, we sit down, we talk about any and everything under the sun. And we make little jokes if we were to leave one another, so on and so forth. But I will always love my wife. You know, she's been with me through a lot of trying times. I've been with her through a lot of trying times. And I wouldn't say that a person gets comfortable. But if it was that bad, that person would not stay in a relationship. I'm sorry. I watched my mother go through a very hard relationship with a father that was not there for me. And she loved this man, and that man was, I'm basically his love child. And he did not change for not one single thing. It wasn't until I became older I found out there's more children that he has brought into this world. So he did not change. And my mother, she died still loving that man. What does that mean? I don't know. But, I mean, if it's that bad, and I mentioned that to her, you know, why are we still here? I know I love her, and I don't want to give up on her. There's nobody else in the relationship, but that's about it for me.
And on that note, Dr. Walker, I'm shaking my head no, because he has amnesia, and I'm going to correct him right now while he's sitting here. And the thing is, when I met my husband, he forgot that he worked 3 to 11 shift for many years before he went to this new job that he had for the last 10 years. So I was left alone at home, not knowing one person in New York City. I had no family here. I had no friends here. All I had was a baby. And, yes, he had to work. And he also forget that I also took care of his 3 kids, too, which was, I know I put myself in that. I'm a good mom altogether, and I would care for someone else's kids just like they're mine. So he needs to recapture and rethink about those times and the things that we went through with his first job. And I don't want to embarrass him and put him on point right now about those things. I'm not going to rehash those things, but he and
right.
I will have a conversation when this is over, because he needs to be reminded. And if it was that bad, it has gotten that bad sometimes where I just have walked out and didn't even know where I was going, was crying, walking in a city I wasn't familiar with because
right.
of things that he did. So
right.
he needs to start remembering about these things. He's saying, okay, now. But sometimes somebody has to be, you have to jog a memory on things.
I understand. Let me ask Ms. Blake, let's bring you in just for a second, and we're about to wrap this up. I promised our audience that we would get to some of the comments that have come in. Angie, I think what we'll probably need with you and Tyrone, I'm going to ask if you all will either call my office and see if I can do something to assist you all off air, or you can certainly call Ms. Blake, and I will contact you all with my office number after the show and provide some strategies that may or may not be beneficial to you if you apply them. So I'd be more than happy to do that. Ms. Blake, let me bring you in. Did you have any thoughts
yes.
before we move on?
You know, I think you did. I like what you said, Dr. Walker. As I was listening, I think it'd be great for this couple to consult with you, because I think sometimes a third party may be helpful. It sounds like the two of you really love each other, and I admire that deeply. But I also
yeah.
hear your pain and your emotion, and so Dr. Walker, I would just highly encourage this couple to give you a call. And of course, I'm available for coaching as well, and you can refer them to me if needed as well.
All right, sounds very good. Let's take some of the comments that have come into the studio this evening. boy, do we have quite a few of them. We're not going to be able to, as a matter of fact, because the time is running against us right now, we will not have enough time to get to all of the comments that have come in. But this female writes in, she says, I've been in a relationship for 4 years, and we've been going through the same thing all 4 of those years. And I've listened to your first show, and I'm thinking that it makes sense not to hang in here for more than, you know, any longer, to just give them the gift of goodbye, as Ms. Blake always says. Angie, let me ask you to comment on that one. She's saying she's been in this relationship for 4 years, and she's concerned now that it's gone past 3 years and they got the same issues. What, if anything, would you tell her to do since she's going through this?
It's actually hard for me to tell her what to do. Go with her heart. That's all I can say, because that's what happened with me. I went with my heart. And like Ms. Blake said, I made changes in my life because a lot of times I wasn't happy with myself, and I needed him to make me happy. But I had to relearn. I had to regroup. I had to learn about myself and fulfill a happiness for myself first and stop blaming him for my unhappiness. So that's why I was able to stay longer and forgive him for some of the things that we've been through and some of the things we're still working on. I think it's a work in progress. Either you're going to go through it with yourself or you're going to go through it with somebody else, because just because you leave him don't mean the next person you run into, you're not going to have those complications. So my choice to stay in it was my choice. She's going to have to make that choice herself.
I see. Okay. All right. Ms. Blake, let me just ask you for a thought or two on that. Is it something that she needs to probably just go ahead and hang in there on?
Well, again, we don't have all the details, but, you know, she, as Ms. Dupree said, that person has to make their choice based on their circumstances. As always, if there's any abuse going on, you don't need to stay in that type of situation. But if, you know, she really needs to look at, is it something they can work out? And the main question is, does your significant other want to work it out? Are they willing to work at it? And if they're not, then, yeah, you may need to look at the gift of goodbye as a possibility.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give my thought, and mine may be a little contrary, but we may, and let me go to Rose first and just get her take on that. Rose, is she just hanging there?
They were married, I would say yes. Hang in there, get some counseling, because I am not one to just throw in the towel for the marriage so quickly. But if they're not married, which I think they're not married, then I would say, why take the risk? Marriage is difficult enough. Why take the risk if it's not working before you got married, before you're married? I just don't think it's worth that risk. If it is too bad when you're just dating, you know, and you can't get it right and don't seem to be working, I say save yourself some time, some heartache, and some money.
That is very interesting, Rose, and I don't think I could have said it any better. I agree with you 100%. If you're married, maybe give it a few more weeks. That's just me. But if you're dating, don't even think much longer about it. If you've been doing this here for 3-4 years, you know what? There's a better life out there. I'm really serious about that. All right, let's take another comment. And, Rose, let me give this one to you first off. This female writes in, she says, you know, when it comes to people changing, I realized that my own parents, my mother endured a heartbreaking relationship with my father, and she stayed in there, like the lady said on the air tonight. I find that I'm doing some of the same things that my mother did. I'm gravitating to the wrong relationships. And she says, I've been in one now for 6 years and then another one for 5 years, and I've never married these people. And now, but I'm so in love with this other one now that I'm with for the 5 years, until it's not easy for me to break off. What advice, if any, do you have for me?
Ooh.
Rose, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one, because she has wasted so many years, 5 years in one, 6 in the other one, and none of them actually marry her. you know, I think maybe she is gravitating to the wrong person. And I suppose it's because of what she grew up seeing her mother do. And sometimes I believe that happens, that we gravitate to what we are surrounded with. I think if I were her, you know, I can't give any professional advice. I am not in that field. But if I were her, I would take a break from all relationships, because it seemed to me like she probably needs to learn more about herself right now and make a list of her likes, her dislikes, what she wants in a mate, her negotiables and her non-negotiables. And then put a weight on it, because you might not get everything you want when you're looking for a mate, but put a weight. What is most important to you, okay? And then don't date anyone if they don't have the qualities that you deserve, that you think you deserve, or that you know you cannot live without. You know, so that's what I would do if I were her. Take a break and learn about myself. Date myself for a while, you know, and make that list and see what it is that I really want out of life.
I think that that's grand advice. Ms. Blake, do you want to come in on that?
Yeah, definitely. I just like to say she probably sounds like she could really benefit from my book. My book was written just for women in situations like that, because I, too, have been there before. And you repeatedly make those types of decisions until you really start to fall in love with who you are. So definitely, if she wants to get in touch with me at fosterleaders.org, I would love for her to get a copy of the book. I think it'll walk her through some exercises that can be helpful to making better choices.
Okay, having said that, let me go to Tyrone. We're going to give you the next comment. Tyrone, still with us, we're going to give you the next comment. This young lady writes in, and she says, and as a matter of fact, she said, oh, it's a couple that wrote in now. This couple writes in, and they say, our situation is similar to the situation that the couple has over the air. Tyrone and Angie, they're referring to. And he's saying, the couple is saying here, we've been going through the same thing for about 17 years, just as the story pointed out. And what we did was we both went out and had an affair, a couple of affairs, but we always seemed to manage to gravitate back to each other. And we realized, and the bottom line this couple is saying is, we realized that our love for each other is so much stronger together than it is apart, and that always seems to bring us back. And now we're more faithful to each other than ever before. So he's saying, if he were to tell anybody anything, he would say, when you think the grass is greener on the other side, it's better when you water your own grass. What do you have to say about that, Tyrone? Is there any truth to this guy, or is he just trying to make something sound real good? What do you think?
I believe he's telling the truth. There's no reason for it. Well, there's always a reason to lie, but when you truly love somebody, when you're truly in love with somebody, as much as you don't want to hurt that person, what's the one thing that person always say to you? Tell me the truth. Be truthful to me. So I believe what he's saying. I do believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're going to give Angie this next comment that is coming to the studio. This male writes in, and let me make sure that I this male writes in, and he says, based on what he's heard tonight, do people really change, or do we simply get used to their behavior? He says, I believe we simply get used to their behavior because we're afraid to be alone. Angie, do you think that there's any truth to that?
Yes, I do, and I've talked about that. I don't want to be alone. I don't know when my time on this planet is going to end, but it's going to be with my husband. And we've been through thick and thin, and we're going to keep going through thick and thin. But one thing we would say is that we tried and we fought for what we had. That's all I could say on that. I'm going to keep trying no matter what. I'm going to try different things to help us get through whatever we're going through, but we're getting through it together.
with both.
All right. All right, excellent, excellent. We're going to speed it up a little bit. Ms. Blake, I'm going to give you this comment. We're going to try to get to at least four or five more of these. But we're going to ask everybody to comment only 10 seconds or less, real, real neat. This female writes in, she says, this is a very good topic tonight because I think this is what happens to a lot of people because it happened to me. I simply got used to my boyfriend's behavior for more than 4 years until I finally could not take it anymore. She says, don't waste time. What do you say to that, Ms. Blake?
I agree. Life is too short, especially since they're just dating. Definitely. Move on.
All right. Rose, we're going to give you this one. This female writes in. She says, could it be that part of the problem is that we are afraid to let some relationships go because we don't want to face the unknown? I think so, she says. Rose, is there any truth to that?
I totally agree with that.
Okay. We're afraid to face the unknown. I think that's common with a lot of people. Tyrone, in 10 seconds or less, this is a male. He writes in. He says, I think people change when they decide it's time to change. What do you think about that, Tyrone? They change when it's time to change.
Yes. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. When a person is tired of being tired, then they'll walk away.
All right, Angie, real quick, we'll give you this one here, 10 seconds or less. Mel writes in, he says, I think people make changes when they feel they're going to lose something worth having. The question is it for temporary gain? What do you say to that?
I agree. It is a temporary change because I find that we fall back to some of our old habits. However, he has changed and so have I. We attempted to make the change, but we revert back to old habits.
Okay, Ms. Blake, just quickly here, there's a female. She says, there's an old saying, if you want it bad enough, you will make the change. Is there a truth to that?
Yes, but it takes two parties. Not just one
person. So you can't dance by yourself, Ms. Blake? I can dance by myself.
You can dance by yourself, but you definitely can't tangle by yourself.
It's not fun dancing by yourself.
I like that. That's awesome. You can't tangle by yourself. You're so right. All right, this female right then. We're going to ask Mr. Tyrone and Ms. Angie to both comment on this one. This male right then, he says, I think people make changes only to deceive someone into a relationship or deal, for that matter. Afterwards, they go back to themselves. Let's start with Tyrone. Is that true? They do it temporarily, and then they go back to themselves, like Martha and Nathan did with Martha.
Yeah. I don't want to admit that, but yeah, people go back to themselves.
They do.
It's a lot of discipline and commitment. And marriage is a job.
Okay. Angie, we're going to ask you the same question based on what he said. He said people retreat right back to who they are.
That's a hard one. I'm going to agree with what he said. Some people do make changes. I've made changes, and he's made some changes too. But it's like a kid. You got to keep talking to them and going through the motions and telling them how you feel about what they're doing and what makes it hurtful to you. And then that will make them want to change because they'll see that they're slipping and they'll try to fix it.
Okay. All right. We're just about out of time. We're just going to ask Ms. Blake to close us out tonight, and I'll make a final comment when she does that. Ms. Blake,
tell me,
in your opinion. Go ahead.
Okay, and I wanted to make a quick announcement, but again,
sure.
I just encourage people to, pray, put forth the effort. There definitely is a difference if you're dating versus your marriage. Marriage is a greater commitment, so it takes a bigger effort. And I do invite you, if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area or have any friends in Atlanta, to join me, come see me on Sunday at the Decatur Book Festival at 5 o'clock at the Marriott Conference Center. My books will be on hand there, as well as a panel discussion about falling in love with me.
Okay, excellent. And just quickly, Ms. Blake, 10 seconds left. Do people really change, or do we simply get used to their behavior?
Some people change, and some will never change.
Okay, all right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. We're going to have a very special guest coming on the air next week. I spoke to a young lady out of Texas on yesterday. Her name is Chanel. She will be joining us. I'm hoping that she will contact us this week to confirm that she will be our very special guest with a very special topic on next week. If you're out there in the audience listening to us this evening, you can call my office at 954-367-6766. Once again, that number will be 954-367-6766. 954-367-6766. You can listen to this show in its entirety at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. You can also send us a comment at either one of those sites, drjessewalkerinc.com or drjessewalker.com. Join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you bypass this Friday, join us once again live next Tuesday, once again for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.